And one more thing, if I might, about this issue of justice. I do find it fascinating that traditionalists have admitted openly, and you could actually see this in my debate with Turdifan, that on their view, justice will never be satisfied. Jonathan Edwards is someone who, again, just openly states this, unabashedly. And not only that, on their view, justice will never even be close to be satisfied. A trillion years could pass of the most intense and horrible suffering you can imagine, and that will literally be an infinitesimal amount of justice meted out, of what's actually required of them. Conditionalists, on the other hand, actually believe that a just God created a universe in which justice will be satisfied completely. There will come a day when the scales of justice will completely and in every real way actually be satisfied. I remember Turretin Fan, when I asked him this question, he said, well, it won't be fully satisfied ever, but it will be satisfied in the sense that the judgment will be passed. I believe those were his words.
Mm.
But that's not a satisfaction of justice. You know, if a murderer is on trial and you know, the judge pronounces that he's guilty and then he escapes, well, no one would say that justice has been satisfied because, you know, the judgment was pronounced or the judgment was passed. No, the actual punishment has to be fulfilled. And on the, again, on the traditionalist view, the punishment will never, ever be fulfilled. People will be fulfilling, I guess, what they owe forever. But again, the scales of justice on traditionalism will never actually be balanced. You'll have a cosmic dualism forever.
Yeah, and just to add to that, something that just struck me is, you know, and at risk of being a little controversial, perhaps, it's not just that in our view, the scales of justice, you know, can properly be balanced and that the perfect justice of the Lord will, in fact, come about. It's that in the traditional view, God can't bring about perfect justice because, in fact, in some of these cases that have been made, the argument has been made that it would be unjust for God to bring this kind of justice about. And the reason why I think that's kind of ironic is because Hiram and Mike are both, like myself, Reformed. All three of us, I think, are to one extent or another fans of Dr. James White. And Dr. James White has been well known for caricaturizing Molinism as a God who has to play with the hand he's dealt, a God whose sort of hands are tied behind his back, and he just has to, you know, he's limited in what he can accomplish. That seems to me to be quite similar in traditionalism with respect to bringing about perfect justice. Because the wicked must exist eternally and suffer eternally for the crime, God is unable to bring about perfect justice. I think that's telling. Just to be clear, let me sort of give a disclaimer. I recognize, of course, that God cannot act contrary to his nature. And if the Bible in fact did teach that the wicked must exist, you know, in a state of suffering forever in order for God to be just in meting out punishment, then, you know, of course I would accept that. But like I said, I do think it is interesting that our view is one in which God is capable of bringing about perfect justice, whereas in traditionalism, God is not. Granted, it's something that is acting according to his nature, but nevertheless, it is